right off my edge. Oh, what a time to be so dumb and dead. I feel the light, a window ledge.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Business of Diversity on August 7th at 11 a.m. at the Sentinel Hotel in Portland. The Business of Diversity will be a conversation about the impact of diversity on the economy and business in Oregon. This panel discussion features business owners, educators, and community leaders. Again, that's the Business of Diversity on August 7th at 11 a.m. at the Sentinel Hotel, 614 Southwest 11th Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
It's 10 o'clock. You're listening to KBOO Portland. Stay tuned at 10:15 for Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein. And at 11 o'clock, The Bike Show helps you plan your summertime bike adventures and see more of the world on two wheels. But first, we're going to go right to Air Cascadia with Chris Andre on KBOO Portland.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Wednesday, August 2nd, 2017, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio, your sanctuary radio, your resistance radio, and your whistleblower radio, and of course, your fake news radio at 90.7 FM on the air, kboo.fm, everywhere. I frequently see the world on two wheels while I make that excruciating left-hand turn out of my driveway every morning. Weather for today, widespread smoke, sunny and hot with a high near 104, north-northeast wind 6 to 9 miles per hour. That widespread smoke, that's from the fish in the Columbia River and the Willamette River chain smoking and out of stress and concern about water temperatures. For tonight, again, areas of smoke, mostly clear, with a low around 69 and north winds 5 to 11 miles per hour. I'm guessing that it's probably going to gust a little higher out in the gorge. And for tomorrow, Thursday, areas of smoke, sunny and hot, highs near 105. East, northeast winds 6 to 8. And for tomorrow night, mostly clear, with a low around 69, and the same medium to light variable winds throughout the evening. Do we have a theme today? There's so much to choose from. Donald Trump, of course, is going after discrimination at higher levels of education. And if you think that means that he's going after the Ivy League preference for white skin, you would be very wrong there. He's going after all the other darker skinned people who Donald Trump believes are crowding out the preferred stock at the higher echelons of education. Strange, it's true. It's absolutely true. We should be more than alarmed because we have Betsy DeVos screwed tightly into the education department, and we have we've seen what Trump, the mayhem and chaos that virtually everything emanating from the Trump White House has generated. So, sure, this makes perfect sense. But and the scary part, the headline itself certainly calls for alarm, but deeper concern at deeper levels of what this really means. That said, we're going to have Daphne Wisham on. Weishamt on today from the Center for Sustainable Economy. We, as many people know, there is a Portland City Council meeting taking place that will decide whether or not Portland will be placed in jeopardy because of the fossil fuel industry's desire is to use us as basically a thoroughfare for the deadly products. We could have pretty much everything and anything that they are able to dig up out of the ground and heat up and sell. It's going to be rolling through the greater Portland areas. So that said, I want to bring on and welcome Daphne Wisham to the KBOO Airways and once again to Air Cascadia to talk about this. This meeting has virtually everybody in Portland, everybody who, all stakeholders and everyone representing stakeholders amongst their membership is there because this is very critical. Good morning, Daphne, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Good morning. It's great to be with you.
So this is a very important meeting. And the fact that it falls on one of the hottest days in on record should certainly wake people up a little bit and give one pause to consider what we really are doing here, what we're protecting in the case of the resistance and what we're selling off to the highest bidder, basically. On the part of the private sector, the corporate interest. So, first off, for those, could you just run through a bit about what this, what is going on in City Council this morning?
Yeah, for those who recall, a few years ago, back in 2014, Mayor Charlie Hales had proposed that we accept a propane terminal that Pembina wanted to build in downtown Portland, right in our earthquake subduction zone. And clearly, this was a crazy idea, which we managed to convince the mayor of and the rest of the city council. Not only did he decide to finally come out in opposition to this proposal, but thanks to the good work of grassroots activists around the city, we proposed that he put in place a resolution opposing all new fossil fuel infrastructure in the city of Portland so that we didn't have to be fighting one battle after another as many cities and towns are around the Pacific Northwest, where we're facing the equivalent of seven times the Keystone XL pipeline in the form of oil, gas, coal, and tar sands exports. So that resolution passed, and then a year later, we got in 2016, we got an ordinance passed that essentially called for a binding land use code change that would have meant no new fossil fuel infrastructure could have been built in the city of Portland. Well, the Western States Petroleum Association, the Portland Business Alliance, and the building trades all decided to team up and sue to get this ruling, this ordinance overturned under the Land Use Board of Appeals. There are three justices that sit on the LUBA or Land Use Board of Appeals board, and two of them recused themselves. So it came down to one judge on the LUBA board who decided that he was going to vote to overturn the ordinance on the basis of the Interstate Commerce Clause, which is a clause in the U.S. Constitution. Today, what is going to happen is that Portland City Hall is going to be voting on whether or not to appeal this ruling by the Land Use Board of Appeals. So it's an appeal of an appeal.
Yes.
And that will go to the Court of Appeals, which we believe is a much more appropriate body to review this. LUBA is not qualified to do constitutional law. And so we are very confident that not only will the city council vote unanimously to appeal this LUBA appeal, but we're also confident that once it's decided by an appropriate body that we will be able to make the case that, in fact, this is about the health and safety of our citizens here in Portland, and that the police clause of the U.S. Constitution, which allows local elected officials to protect the health and safety of their constituents, is actually at least as important, if not more important, than the rights of corporations to engage in interstate commerce. So that's where we stand right now. The meeting is probably going to happen in the next 2 hours. Sometime at City Hall, they will have a vote. We want to see as many people as possible show up to raise their voices and share, you know, their concerns that I think all of us feel that now that we're facing temperatures in the hundreds today, record-breaking temperatures, there are wildfires raging in British Columbia. We are in the midst of a climate disruption that the human race has never faced before. And this ordinance is the strongest in the country that we know of. Other cities and counties are looking to Portland for our leadership, and we intend not to let them down. The other thing I just wanted to throw out to you is that this is only phase one in the battle. Even if we lose at the Court of Appeals, we intend to put in place other restrictions on fossil fuel infrastructure. This is not going to stand. We are confident we're part of a team that is being represented by the Craig Law Firm. Craig is a nonprofit organization, and they are representing the Center for Sustainable Economy, Portland Audubon, Columbia River Keeper, and we are joining with the City of Portland in defending this ordinance to make sure that it stands.
Daphne, thank you so much. That brings us all up to speed. My question is the basis on which the two two justices recuse themselves. And also, is there anyone in a decision-making position here who has any background in science at all? It seems that this is being wrangled over by the Portland Business Alliance and the corporate interests behind that, and legal and constitutional law that is being bandied about, but I don't see a great deal of solid scientific evidence.
Well, I mean, I think one can presume that a judge that sits on the Land Use Board of Appeals is not a climate scientist.
Yes.
And does not have that kind of expertise. And in fact, I'm sure that wasn't included in their considerations, nor we're concerned that they did not get a clear sense of the immediate danger that the city of Portland faces due to fossil fuel infrastructure that is currently in place that is not hardened for a 9.0 or greater earthquake, which we are long overdue for here in this area. So we hope to make a much more compelling case at the Court of Appeals together with our partners in the city of Portland. And we also intend to push on with the argument that not just because fossil fuels are a danger at the point of storage, they are, of course, a hazard at every point of their life cycle, from extraction to transport to storage to combustion. Every single step of the way, there are human health and environmental consequences that are devastating. We just heard today that there was a derailment of a CSX propane train in Pennsylvania. It's burning out of control. And, you know, of course, this is a tax on our first responders whose primary job is to protect our health and safety, and they are being overwhelmed and in many cases unable to respond to the types of safety hazards that are being transported on our rails, on our public, you know, on our lands and through our cities. These hazards are unacceptable, and we should not accept them. We should continue to ensure that strong restrictions are put in place so that our elected officials can, in fact, protect our health and safety.
Daphne, thank you so much for that. There's so many more questions. All of this seems to be decided based upon more monetary concerns than science or safety. Could you just let people know what you know, where, what, when, all that business, and also, of course, the Center for Sustainable Economy. We want to be able to let people know how they can log on to, you know, go take a look at that.
Well, please go to our Facebook page, Center for Sustainable Economy. I will be live streaming from City Hall on Facebook live stream, interviewing people as the vote is happening and discussing it with other partners that are working with us on this case. So if you can't make it to City Hall, do tune in on Facebook live stream and share your comments there. Our website is sustainable-economy.org. We could use all the support, financial and otherwise, that you might be able to offer. So come on down and join us. It's going to be a lively crowd, and hopefully we'll see a unanimous vote by City Council in our favor.
Thank you so much. My guest has been Daphne Weisham at the Center for Sustainable Economy. This has been Air Cascadia for Wednesday, August 2nd. 2017. Tammy Dean engineered for us today. Thanks, Tammy. Derek Crooks is our AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts, know your rights, take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.